Sure.
Yes.
So let's start with consider a resolution issuing refund for Jeff and Vivian Good, case number AD 2025-0103.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. On this one, essentially what happened is on the beginning background part, we took in a fee that wasn't needed, was the first part. That's been refunded because that's department discretion. And then as the planner started to work on the admin land division, they realized both parcels were already described separately and an admin land division was not needed. Why I signed this refund memorandum to you is because we determined it wasn't needed.
And Chairman, to follow that up, that would be 100% refund, and it seems pretty self-explanatory where it wasn't needed at all. I'm in favor of approving this as presented, Chairman.
All right.
I am as well, Mr. Chairman.
All right. So is that a motion?
Okay. Go ahead.
Chairman, I move that the board approves the refund for Vivian Good in case number AD 2025-013 as no work was needed to be done for this to move forward.
I second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Second action item is consider resolution issuing a refund request to Marv Quinzer, Q2 LLC, case number SD 2023-0017.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. This is another very specific situation. The reason I signed this is back in 2023 in October, they submitted an overall fee for a comprehensive plan amendment, a rezone, and a preliminary plat. No work was done in the preliminary plat, really, because the comp plan amendment and the rezone, we are waiting until those had been completed. So at this time, we are recommending to refund the preliminary plat fee amount.
Okay, makes sense. And discussion or a motion?
Yeah, and so I'm looking, the preliminary plat fee of $1,550. I'm sorry, I'm struggling to find on your page here, Josh.
First page at the bottom, the amount is $1,840.
Okay, so that's the preliminary and the final flat fee. So that's my motion, Chairman, that in case number SD 2023-0017 for River Butte Estates, that we refund the amount as presented.
I second.
Okay, motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Third action items, consider release a lien for property located at Zero Lane Lane, Parma, Idaho, parcel number R39481503.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. In this case, the property owner paid us the $5,600. So we are recommending to remove the lien for that reason. It's a situation where we performed an abatement and they paid back the county the cost of the abatement. And this is actually already in our abatement reimbursement fund. It's already hit the department's funds. Last year, we were talking about making sure that money would come back to the county when paid. So this
right.
is the first one that's come back that I'm aware of.
Yeah.
So with that being paid and everything, we need a formal action from the board.
I just think it's awesome that somebody paid it back rather than let that lien sit out there. I'm in favor of releasing the lien. And that's a motion for property located at Zero Lee Lane in Parma, parcel number R39481503. And that's because it was paid in full.
I second.
Okay. But before we make a vote, either Jay or Josh, can you follow this up with the comptroller, make sure that this money gets into a funded account that you guys can be monitoring, because theoretically this is supposed to be building back up as the years go by.
So, I'll follow up and verify that.
Okay.
We did work with the comptroller and the treasurer previously when we set the budget.
Right.
Early in the year to make sure that that would happen.
But since it's the first one, let's be sure to track it through. Okay, motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. And motion carries unanimously.
Chairman, to tag on to what you just said, it has already come back to the department, and I did direct code enforcement, next time you have an abatement, tap that to make sure it works.
Right.
We have the abatement you budgeted, and then we have what comes back. They're two separate GL codes.
Right.
So we're gonna try to tap that for the very next abatement.
Awesome.
Excellent.
I'm gonna have a really fun abatement for you, really.
Nice.
$600 ain't gonna cover it.
Doesn't work budget-wise. It works common sense-wise, but it doesn't work budget-wise.
Is it gap principles, something like that?
No, I'm not gonna say those words. That's why I'm wanting you to follow through with the comptroller. So, in essence, if I understand it right, we would have to budget proposed income back from these for you to be able to spend it during the same fiscal year.
I'll check with Sarah Winslow. That's who we normally deal with.
I'd be happy to be wrong. I'd be just tickled pink.
So. Okay, I will do that.
Okay.
Could be a budget amendment request in some regard.
Okay. All right. The fourth one is action item to consider release of certificate of noncompliance for property located at 21577 Grace Lane, Star, Idaho, parcel number R34032.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. This is a code enforcement case where a certificate of noncompliance was recorded by the county, and the applicant cleaned, or the, sorry, the property owner cleaned up the property. We were able to inspect that in February. I believe we say here, yeah, February 24th. And with that, we're recommending to release the certificate of noncompliance. It clears up their title for them.
Yeah, Chairman, it looks amazing. The amount of work and the efforts of our code enforcement are so appreciated by this commissioner and the work that they do. So I move that we release the certificate of noncompliance on property located at 21577 Gracie Lane in Star, Idaho on parcel number R34032 as presented.
I second.
All right. Thank you.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Is there any other business?
For the record.
All right. I would make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. We stand adjourned. Thank you.
So.